Good morning, everybody. Fans galore enjoyed the two boys' rivalry game Saturday night. The Lorraine High gym was sold out by halftime of the junior varsity contest. Players in both the Lorraine High and Clearview teams responded with several spectacular plays and above 50% shooting. Lorraine held the upper hand throughout, although the Clippers kept it interesting most of the way. And the capacity crowd was well behaved. A nearly filled Elyria High gym saw a game not decided until the end, when Isaiah Walton's putback put the Pioneers ahead, and his defensive play helped save the 60-59 victory for Elyria High over Elyria Catholic, who also played well. The tightest league race in boys basketball involving a Lorraine County team is the Pack Stripes, where Columbia and Lutheran West are tied for first, with Clearview just a game behind. The Raiders and Clippers will be meeting tomorrow night at the Columbia Gym in a game to be heard on WEOL. Friday night, Clearview will be tested again at Keystone, a game behind Stars division leader Buckeye, while Lutheran West, who just pinned the Bucks with their first league loss, will be at Brookside, two games in back of the Bucks and the Stars. Columbia will have an easier assignment at home Friday against a Wellington team with one win. But anything can happen, like it did Saturday night, when an Avon team with only one previous victory dealt Vermilion only its second league loss, setting the Sailors two games behind Lakewood in the West Shore. Elyria Catholic, after its loss to Vermilion on Friday, now is three games in back and will travel to Midview on Friday. Elyria High remains a game behind North Royalton in the NOC River. The Pioneers are at Parma Friday after visiting Oberlin tomorrow night and a game to be played at Oberlin College's Phillips Gymnasium. Lorraine High has defeated two teams at the time first in the Lake Erie League in recent games, Warren Harding and Warrensville. Tomorrow, the Titans get the chance to make it three, as they will travel to the team now all alone in first, Cleveland Heights. In collegiate men's basketball, North Richfield's Keene Cockburn with 9 points in 14-0 West Liberty's win over Fairmont State, whose leading scorer was Lorraine High's Thomas Wimbush with 14, which was also co-high for the game. Midview's Riley Moore with 14 in Hiram's win over Oberlin, who had 3 points from Avon's Jack Poyle. Avon's Claude Gray with 10 in Ohio Wesleyan's win over DePauw. Lorraine High's Lewis Cheers 12, Lorraine High's Teddy Wilson 5 in Lakeland's win over Columbus State. For the women, Avon's Ashley Evans with 12 in Kent State's loss to Akron. Elyria Catholic's Emily Taylor with 6 in John Carroll's win over Marietta. Avon Lake's Bridget Lyons 5 in Mount Union's loss to Wilmington. Avon's Aaron Entai 14, Wellington's Katie Stumphauser 4, and Notre Dame College's loss to Glenville State. Amherst's Bree Shagovac with 10, Keystone's Chloe Irish with 3, and Lake Erie's loss to Walsh. Lorraine High's Bree Fortney with 7, and Brockport's win over Oswego. Keystone's Daniel Wilmoth with 4, and IPFW's win over South Dakota. Saluting our standouts in major wrestling tournaments, Elyria High sophomore Ben Darmstadt placing first, and freshman Kevin Vall second in the Bill Dice Memorial in Akron. Elyria High's Michael Dolan and Midview's David Kropchek first in the Jim Sallin Memorial at Firelands. Lorraine High's Devin Edwards, Amherst, Bryce Williams, and Mike Worst thirds in the 36-team Maumee Bay Classic. Elyria Catholic had a pair of thirds in the Catholic Invitational Tournament, Mason Harsar and freshman Stan Blake. In hockey, Avon defeated Midview and Elyria Catholic to move on to this morning's round in Rocky River of the West Shore Tournament. Eric Novakovic, Alex Skuzik, and Joe Goetz scoring multiple goals for the Eagles. 7th grade Pack Boys Tournament action. Mike Kern's South Amherst squad defeated Black River in overtime 35-32. Bo Grood scored 11, Austin Urban 9. Adam Lacey, Riley Bayes, Alex Bauer, and Alex Steindl also scoring for South Amherst. 6th grade girls basketball. Alma County's Amherst Comets won over Westlake 27-21. For the Comets, it was Kathleen Kirsch with 12. Ellie Voorhees came through with some key free throws. Lindsay McConaughey, Alana Woodworth, Brianna Sadler, and Estella Woodworth also starring in that win. Jim Allen, WEOL Sports.